But we've been in our Tuesday night Bible study. We were studying the book of Mark, but I really felt like, for some reason during the season, right before it started, right when it started, that we were to spend some time in the book of 1 Peter. And just praying for confirmation one day, and something pulled up on my YouTube homepage, and it was these Stephanie Gretzinger and Amanda Cook were having this spontaneous worship, you know. And she read through 1 Peter, the first chapter of 1 Peter, you know. And then they just started singing, you know, because there's so much in here I think we can glean from because of what we're going through. You know, when Peter wrote to these guys, they were definitely going through some pretty serious persecution through Rome. And he wrote this book to encourage them, you know, to that they would have an encounter with God in the midst of it. So we'll just read a few verses and let the Lord just come and minister to us. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who reside as aliens, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, and who are chosen. And I like how he doesn't say saints, he calls them aliens, right? And he even refers to this again in this chapter, calling them strangers and aliens, because you're just, as in Hebrews chapter 11, when Abraham considered himself as an alien passing through. And those words mean you're not from this world. You're just, you're here pinching a tent and you're gone somewhere else. So he calls them, that's really important, calling them aliens. Hey, remember, your citizenship is in heaven. This is not your real home. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, and this is the sanctifying work of the Spirit, says, to obey Jesus and be sprinkled with his blood, and may grace and peace be yours in the fullest measure. And that sanctifying work of the Spirit, I really just caught up with that one day, because that's the work of the Holy Spirit setting us apart. And the first thing it does is, that word to is really unto, meaning reaching a point. The job of the Holy Spirit is to bring everyone to obey Jesus, to help them obey Jesus. That's the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to set you apart so that you will obey Jesus, listen to him, and also being sprinkled with his blood is a symbolic of God's covenant with you. When Moses on Mount Sinai, he sprinkled the people with blood, and he also sprinkled the tablets with blood. And he reminded them of the covenant that God had with them. So what a great thing to speak to or talk to suffering people, to remind them, hey, God hadn't abandoned you. You're still under covenant with him. Or he's the covenant keeper, as we, you know, hear all the time around here in Timothy, where it says, even when we're, you know, we're faithless, he remains faithful because he can't deny himself. That's a part of who he is. And he's made a covenant with us. Hey, guys, I'm going to be faithful to you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I think we've been hearing this verse every day, who, according to his great mercy, has called us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I really love that. Called us to a hope that's very alive, that we can experience right now, right? Not something that's coming. And to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. An inheritance that's undefiled, it's imperishable. And that word reserved there in the Greek tense is the perfect tense. And the perfect tense means that something that happened in the past that has a right now effect. Like reserved in heaven for me, not for later, but reserved in heaven that I can experience it right now. Because we dwell and we live in the heavens, right? In the heavenlies. And who are protected. You're protected by the power of God through faith, for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. And in the last time, they all consider themselves in their writings. You can go through there and do a word study on last times. Just about every one of them said, we're in the last times. They consider themselves in the last time. So being revealed in the last time is just the uncovering and unveiling in our time. I just think this is so cool, too. One, that you're protected by God. We are protected by the power of God. Even in this COVID-19 thing, as a believer, you're protected by his power. And a salvation to be ready to be revealed to you. And we'll see that in a minute too, because it's just so, I'm going to bring this to a point and what all of this chaos and any kind of trials or suffering go through, there's always a reason. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, my Bible says if necessary, but actually the way that's written is being necessary, that you will have to go through trials, which is necessary. You have been distressed by them, so that the proof or genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in the praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The genuineness of my faith is what this is all about. That my faith, your faith, is going through, being tested through fire. So that the genuineness, the proof, the real deal will come forth. And the goal, what we get, is a revelation of Jesus. To praise Him, to His glory, which is just the manifestation of His presence, and honoring Him. I thought, Lord, how cool is that, you know? Because we hear this all the time, and I was really meditating on that this morning. Had to drive way out in the country to deliver something, and I was just thinking about, Bishop says this all the time, that we learn to live by the faith of Jesus, right? Romans chapter 12 says that He's given to all a measure of faith. And the way that's written is we all have the same measure because it's His faith, right? I don't have any more faith than Edith. We all got the same deal. So what this does is during times like this is when my faith is being purged and purified so that I will trust Him more than I ever have before. It's like my belief or my faith is now coming into union with His faith. And God does that. And it's just an amazing thing He does through tribulation or trials, things that we're going through now, just makes me and I get to experience more of Jesus than ever before. So I love how he starts off this letter, speaking of things like that. Say, hey guys, you're going to get a greater revelation of Jesus right now. And like James, the book of James, where it says, you know, consider it all joy. We quote that a lot. My brethren, when you encounter various trials, you know, and that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Isn't that amazing? How, you know, even though we know the enemy's behind it and he tries to use these things, but yet God flips it and matures us. You know, that word perfect means mature. The word you're complete, I'll be lacking in nothing. So it's really important that we respond in this praise, honor, and glory of Jesus, that we always have a thankful heart, thanking the Lord. Lord, we thank you. We don't understand this. We thank you. It doesn't mean that we don't stand every morning, TC and I pray, have our prayer time. We stand against this COVID night. We pray against the coronavirus, you know, rebuking it. But we also know that God is going to be so glorified. I really believe it's, I've heard this from several prophetic people, like the giant is awakening, you know, like that a Japanese admiral in World War II, you know, after they bombed Pearl Harbor, he said, I'm afraid that we have awakened a sleeping giant. And so I really believe that's what's happening. More people, like I heard somebody was telling me, like at Walmart, all the Bibles are sold out. So people are buying Bibles. They're bringing their attention to God. And he's just going to get the glory out of this. I mean, what the enemy meant for harm, like David, Joseph said, God is going to bring around for good. I'll just read a couple of more verses in here because we got to be through by 12. I love this. Verse 8, and though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you not see him now, but yet you believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Obtaining as the outcome of your faith, of what's happening to your faith, it says, the salvation of your souls. But that's written two ways. One, the salvation of your soul, meaning that that word salvation means deliverance, setting you free. But also it says in some of the early writings doesn't have that word, you're obtaining as the outcome of your faith, the salvation of souls, meaning I and you, what God is doing in us, the end result is going to be salvation of people, bringing, which I believe is going to be part of I believe we're right there in the revival, you know, the third great awakening, and it's going to result. This is going to result in a big harvest of souls, you know. So it's so important, you know, that we continue to just thank the Lord, pray against, stand, you know, stand firm, and understanding and say, okay, God, I want to enter into this. I want to know what you're doing in me as well. I know a lot of people, a lot of fear has been exposed, you know, and man, Jesus just loves to set us free from fear. His perfect love casts out fear. I know me, you know, living like we do, TC and I, living by ministry to live by faith. And when you just can't get out there, you know what I mean? Expose some stuff. And the Lord has just been so faithful and just has spoken into those things, has allowed this fire to kind of just burn some wood, hay, and stubble that needs to be burnt off of us. So this is really, this is great. And I'll stop right there. I could just continue to go on. This is just such a great book. And if you want to spend time there, just asking the Holy Spirit to speak to you. There's just so much encouragement. The Holy Spirit through Peter just did a fabulous job encouraging the saints. And that the end result is going to be Jesus and more of Him and a greater revelation of Him. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.